Laws and regulations versus guidelines. Terminology in the area of laws, regulations, and guidelines is important. Laws and regulations must be followed, or severe penalties may be imposed. An example of a law is the Health Information Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA. In the U.S., laws may directly set out requirements that must be followed by a given person or facility, or they may provide authority to a regulatory agency, which issue regulations. An example of a regulation is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's Bloodborne Pathogen Standard in the U.S., for example. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, requires LTC facilities to establish and maintain IPC programs, including antibiotic stewardship and at least one infection preventionist. Regulations and laws may arise from all three levels of government. Regulatory agencies and lawmaking bodies are not exclusively found at one level or another. Regulatory agencies cannot issue regulations that override statutory law. However, when agencies issue regulations, the regulations carry the weight of law, and compliance with them is mandatory. Guidelines are framed as recommendations, and they are written to provide practice guidance. These typically are based on expert consensus and the most current, best scientific evidence. Best practice is to follow guidelines, although they are not enforceable via legal penalties, unless they are adopted formally by a different law or rulemaking body. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, publishes extensive guidelines on a number of healthcare-related topics, including infection prevention and control, for example, guidelines on cleaning and disinfecting facilities, LTC facility vaccine recommendations, use of personal protective equipment, PPE, and antimicrobial stewardship. Key point: as evidenced by the above, laws and regulations form a complex web that is continually changing and manifests differently depending on the specific location of a facility, including differences between state location and facilities outside of the U.S. The IP should know/monitor changes to the laws and regulations that impact their IPC program and assess compliance on an ongoing basis. But beyond that, memorizing the details of the ever-changing environment is likely impossible. However, the following information is helpful to know. Which agencies regulate your facility? The reportable illness list for your facility. Local health department officials. Outbreak and other reporting requirements. How to get information from health departments. Regulatory levels of authority. Typically, the highest level of regulatory authority stems from the national government. In some circumstances, international bodies such as the European Union may have some regulatory power that supersedes that of national bodies. State or province and local, typically city, regulations comprise the lower authority levels from which regulations may arise. Often, states and provinces have departments that parallel the functions of the federal agencies. The organizational structures vary by name and grouping of functions or programs. Linkage to national programs occurs frequently through funding or regulatory requirements. In many places, such as the United States, local regulations may not override state regulations and state regulations may not override federal regulations. However, lower-level authorities may expand upon regulations issued by a higher authority or issue regulations in areas that higher-level authorities have declined to regulate. Note that in some circumstances, lower-level authorities may be restricted from issuing regulations on a given subject by the higher-level authority. Most federal agencies that impact LTC facilities, especially from an IPC perspective, stem from the executive branch. Through these agencies, such as the CMS and others, the federal government regulates nursing homes and skilled nursing facilities. Here's an example of how the different levels of authority interact. Specifically, an example from the UCSF survey of nursing home staffing standards from 2007. The federal government mandates that nursing home facilities must have a registered nurse who serves as a director of nursing, DON. Federal regulations also stipulate that if a nursing home has fewer than 60 residents, the required DON may also be the charge nurse. States may enact regulations that are expanded from that federal baseline. Think of expansion as a regulation that is more restrictive, such as Maine's regulations, which stipulate that if the facility has more than 20 beds, the DON may not be the charge nurse. This is a permissible expansion of the regulation. However, a state could not indicate that a DON is not required for nursing homes, as that would conflict with the federal regulation. Accreditation agencies. A number of accreditation agencies have considerable effect on healthcare organizations, and the resulting certifications have implications for both marketing and reimbursement of funding if accreditation or deemed status is at stake and funding from governmental agencies is tied to an accreditation. Examples of accreditation agencies include, but are not limited to, the Joint Commission, the American Osteopathic Association, the College of American Pathologists, clinical practice guidelines. Efforts to contain costs have heightened consumer desire for information about healthcare quality and value. Purchasers of healthcare demand information about providers and the care delivered compared to accepted clinical practice guidelines and standards. Examples of organizations that publish clinical practice guidelines are the American College of Physicians, ACP, who published the ACP Practice Guidelines, the Society for Healthcare Epidemiology of America, SHE, who have published the SHE/APIC Guideline, Infection Prevention and Control in the Long-Term Care Facility, and the Infectious Diseases Society of America, IDSA. Consumer resources. Consumer demand and purchaser pressure for accountability related to healthcare costs has led to increased frequency of public reporting of outcome measurements. In addition, many states have passed legislation making hospital performance and infection prevention outcomes data publicly available. An example of a consumer resource is CareCompare for nursing homes, a website created and hosted by Medicare, through which consumers can find and compare Medicare-certified nursing homes based on location and also compare the staffing and the quality of care provided. Professional and trade organizations. Numerous healthcare professional and trade associations have influenced infection prevention and control programs with the development of guidelines and standards on various aspects of infection prevention practice. Although these groups are voluntary, they often become the standard of practice for governmental and accreditation bodies. Several organizations have also published journals dedicated to hospital epidemiology and infection prevention practice to provide a forum for the exchange of scientific and professional information. For example, APIC provides published guidelines and resources, such as the Infection Prevention Guide to Long-Term Care, as well as online resources to use in inquiring about or researching existing standards and practices. APIC also maintains a Practice Guidance Committee whose members act as formal, active liaisons to multiple professional organizations with overlapping interests leading to joint collaborations on common issues. As an example of how professional and trade organizations may interact with regulatory bodies, it is worth noting that APIC has played an important role in the enactment of regulations by United States federal agencies, including in several aspects of tuberculosis enforcement issues by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA. Advocacy such as this is just one of the ways in which organizations may work together to affect the healthcare environment. As an example of how professional and trade organizations may interact with regulatory bodies, it is worth noting that APIC has played an important role in the enactment of regulations by federal agencies, including in several aspects of tuberculosis enforcement issues by OSHA. Advocacy such as this is just one example of the ways that organizations may work together to affect the LTC environment. Manufacturers' recommendations for use. Manufacturers provide recommendations for the use of their products in most cases. Unless these recommendations conflict with laws, regulations, or professional medical guidance, they should be followed for the best results and/or longest use for the given product.